occur. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. Questions are mounting surrounding the justification behind the FBI's raid of former President Trump's Mar-a-Lago residence. Magistrate Judge Bruce Reinhardt said he is leaning towards allowing part of the affidavit that led to the raid to be unsealed and gave the Justice Department a Thursday deadline to provide a redacted version of it. Ohio Republican Congressman Mike Turner, who is the top Republican on the House Intelligence Committee, tells CBS's Face the Nation that the public has a right to know why the search occurred.
The mystery sort of here deepens because we know Attorney General Garland himself has taken responsibility, said he approved it. The American public want the Attorney General focused on issues like human and drug smuggling at the border. They were Chinese espionage, out of control crime in our cities. If you're going to turn to the former president and Mar-a-Lago, they want to make certain that this is to the highest level.
Some of the items the FBI seized include top secret and confidential documents, which former President Trump said were all declassified. Democrats are now promoting the Inflation Reduction Act, which focuses on climate change issues and lowering prescription drug costs, among other provisions. Fox's Peter Ducey reports.
On the Sunday shows, Biden officials were selling the meat of the bill. And as you'll hear right here, it doesn't have anything to do with inflation, but rather climate change.
We want to accelerate this push to clean electricity. And the reason why we want it to be clean in addition to the climate is because solar, wind are cheaper in most places across the world, but definitely in the U.S.
But they're unreliable.
Than other forms of energy.
Secretary, they're unreliable.
No, they're not unreliable.
Republicans say the legislation will actually worsen the inflation crisis. First Lady Jill Biden out of isolation Sunday after testing negative for COVID-19 for the second day in a row. America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Guy Benson. Join me weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and guests. Listen live on the Fox News app or get the free podcast at GuyBensonShow.com.
The midterm elections are less than 3 months from now. More from Fox's Grinnell Scott.
GOP Congressman Andy Biggs of Kentucky blames President Biden and Democrats for a strain on Americans' wallets.
They're paying more for virtually everything. Gas prices have doubled. There's an energy crisis in this country.
Democratic House member Sean Patrick Maloney of New York counters, saying fuel costs are down and inflation is easing.
Not where we want to be, but we're making real progress. The other side, of course, has no plan to lower costs. They only have a ploy to win power for themselves.
Both were on NBC's Meet the Press. Democrats hope to at least hold slim majorities in the House and Senate after November 8th.
Indiana State announced Sunday that three students had been killed in a car accident. Fox's Ann Carrick has the report.
A release from the university's athletic department indicates five people were in the vehicle when it crashed, including several football players. Police were working to identify the three who died. Sheriff reports the crash happened near 1:30 a.m. Sunday in Riley, Indiana, about 10 miles from the university's Terre Haute campus. The vehicle reportedly left the roadway and hit a tree. When deputies arrived, it was on fire. The sheriff says two passengers were freed from the vehicle and treated for serious injuries. The driver and two other passengers were pronounced dead at the scene.
America's 9/11 Foundation, marking 21 years since the devastating attacks on September 11th, with its annual motorcycle ride and fundraiser. Lexi Scherseth of America's 9/11 Foundation tells Fox and Friends Weekend about the reactions people in various towns give the rider.
We go through small towns like Leesburg, Virginia, or Cumberland, Maryland, or Hightstown, New Jersey, home to some of the victims of that day. It's just so heartwarming because you see the streets lined up, you see American flags, you see people crying. That's why we do what we do, to honor those first responders and to never forget September 11th.
I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.